morning, everybody, and welcome to a weekly message from Jesus. I'm Barry Strom, your host. Each week I try to bring you a message from our Lord, message of love and faith. On Sunday mornings, we have a show called A Sunday Sermon, and we speak to the Holy Spirit there as well. Our sole goal is to bring you the messages that will help better your lives. So our Father is here. He's waiting for you to give a message. So let us begin. Hello, everyone. Yes, each week I try to come and I try to bring you a message. I try to bring you a message, a different message every week. But my messages are so simple that it's very difficult. I know that all of you are fully invested in different subjects. You may be invested in teaching classes, teaching the young, or you may be invested in earning as much money as you can earn. You know what your rate of return is for the time that you put in. But I want to talk to you today about your holy investment. I want to speak to you about how much time do you invest each week in trying to spread my words. How much time each week do you spend in trying to speak the words that I speak that will help others? How much time do you spend teaching the young? You see, the young, and as I tell you almost every week, are the key to the future. If they follow my teachings, learn to love others, learn to do what is best, learn not to do anything that they would not want done to themselves, then they will truly live a good life. They will help others. And as leaders, they can help many. If the young are properly educated, there's absolutely no limit to how much they can do in the future. The young, they're the ones that will become your politicians. They're the ones that will be your doctors, your lawyers. They're the ones that will have control over the lives of many in the future. They will grow up to be what they're taught. If the parents fight and have violence towards one another, they will think that's all right. Violence should be avoided at all costs, at all times, but especially in front of the young. If you teach them violence, then you are sowing the seeds of violence for the future. You probably know what your rate of return is for your financial investments, but you will never know totally what your rate of return is for your spiritual investments. You can invest much in your spirit energies, and you will receive much when you return to heaven. What you will receive during your lifetime is happiness. You will live a good life. You will be very happy. You won't have many of the problems that people that don't believe in me have. You have a ready source of help. You pray, and then we try to give you guidance. You see, an atheist has nowhere to go for guidance. But then, in their own minds, they think that they don't have to ask anyone else, that they know everything. But you see, if they don't know that I exist, they know nothing. The fact of my existence is the most important thing that you will ever learn. Now, maybe that sounds strange for me to say it quite like that, but if you believe in me, then the doorway to happiness in heaven has been opened for you. People in the past have referred to it as the pearly gates, and I'm not sure why. We really don't have any pearls in heaven. But we have many other things. We have the ability for you to travel wherever you want to go, your soul energies. You will be with your deceased family members. You will see family members that you never even knew existed. You will see people that have lived with you in prior lives. You will truly understand just how much power that I have. I don't exert that power very much on earth because I want you to use your free will. I will try to lead, I will try to guide, I will tell you what you need to do. But you need to invest your own time, your own understanding, and your own faith. Faith is the money for the rate of return in heaven. The money that you think is so real as you walk this earth, it's not. Not one penny of that money will you take with us when you pass. You can't buy anything in heaven. Many people think they can buy their way out of things here on earth. If they have great money, they can have whatever they want. They can control the politicians. There are some incredibly rich people that even control countries. It's very sad. These people are generally not looking out for others. They're looking out for themselves. I try to tell you each week what is necessary. I try to tell you each week what is good and what will lead you to where you want to be. Many of you listen. Many of you pay close attention, and many of you truly do tell others. There are many people that go to church. They listen to the preacher. They nod their heads, put some money in the plate when it is passed. And then they leave that church and they do whatever they want to do. There's a great hypocrisy there. There is no hypocrisy in heaven. You need to live the life that you want to live in heaven. Now, you're not going to know what the great rewards of heaven are until you experience them. You've lived many lives, and how you have lived those lives has determined where you are in the realms. You want to be in the higher realms because they're so much better. You can do much more. You have more choices. You're closer to me. If your family members are in the upper realms and you're in a lower realm, you will not have the opportunity to visit with them. They can visit with you if they so choose, but you don't have the opportunity to advance on your own. Your resting place in heaven is totally determined about how you live your lives. That is the only thing that does determine what happens when you come home. And you will come home. Your life can be a simple thing. Most humans complicate their lives. They allow people to take advantage of them, mistreat them. They don't realize that their free will can take them down a path other than that of what they are traveling. Many people just simply don't understand the powers that they have. The unique understanding that they are given as humans. The unique opportunity that they have to listen to my words. The basis and foundation of your life should be never do anything to anyone else that you do not want done to you. Don't steal from anyone because you do not want to be stolen from. Do not do physical harm to anyone because you do not want physical harm done to you. Now, there are people out there that speak against me. They think that a true belief can alter the lives of many. And guess what? They can. In communism, they tried to destroy religion. One of the early leaders of communism said that religion is the opiate of the people, because he understood the dangers of religion to their terrible politics. They felt that they had complete control over all of their people, and they did. Millions of people died because of it. When a person's a dictator, they have control over their people. Sometimes it's the strong military that forces the people to do what the dictator says. You see, he is investing nothing into his spiritual investment account. He is actually investing on a journey. It's a journey to the lower realms. You do not want to invest in that type of a journey. The only thing I can compare it to is a cruise ship where everyone gets sick. The lower realms are not a place that you want to be, and they're not a place that you have to be. You can make great choices during your life, or you can make terrible choices. We try to have you make the right ones. I have angels that work for me. I have holy spirits that try as hard as they can to serve me and my teachings. I created miracles all around you that you can see, that can guide you. But there are those that are blind to all of these things. How can an atheist look at a newborn baby and think that that is not an act of God, a miracle? He can't go out and do it, because, very simply, he's not God. Only God can create babies. Only God can create planets, life on planets. Your planet has this great balance. It has water that provides life. It has a moon that moves the water in tidal flow and gives life the ebb and flow that it needs. I've created the mountains of beauty that you can see, the minerals that you need in the earth. And you humans quite often are trying to destroy this beautiful planet that I built. There are still countries that pollute unmercifully. They pump dangerous gases into the air and they don't care, because they have their people working and they're not paying them anything. Many countries have no regard for pollution. Many countries are trying, and I will give them credit for that. There has to be a balance in life. You have to balance taking care of the planet against the greed and the desire to destroy it. If you lead a more simple life, you will not need all the things that you think you need in life. Many people think that they need to destroy the planet, that they need to take all of its wealth, pollute its waters. The time of pollution should be past. Today you have better technologies that you can stop the pollution. Now, I'm not saying to do things that will make people not be able to live comfortably, but use common sense. Treat the planet as a friend. You would not pollute a friend, but treat it as something that is to be treated with respect, with love. Treat it like another person. Don't do anything to the planet that you would not want done to you or your home. You don't want to pollute your house, and you don't want to pollute your planet. You see, wise use of the resources that I have given you is another type of investment in the future. You destroy all of the wonderful benefits that the planet provides you, then you will, shall we say, break the bank of the future. I want you to think of almost everything that you do as an investment. You have good investments and you have bad ones. You can earn comfortable money on your investment, or you can try to do illegal things and break the bank, make as much as you can. The reality is, a human only needs so much money to live comfortably. Now, there's different standards. Some people want to live better than others. There are individuals, some of the happiest individuals in the world, live in cabins in the mountains. They're surrounded by nature and beauty. They rely on that nature and beauty to provide food, water, and they're very, very happy people. There are people that have billions of dollars that are some of the most unhappy people in the world. Money does not bring happiness. You've heard that said many times, and I've said it many times. Money is a tool. It's a tool to provide you with a comfortable, happy life. And it's a tool for you to help others. It's a tool that can be used for good. It's a tool that can be used for bad. I know that there are many, many people out there that are trying to accumulate as much money as possible. Now, today, you do need more money to live. Just buying food in the store is more and more expensive. Your politicians have decided that they want to keep you under their thumb. And the best way to do it is to inflate prices so that individuals have to rely on government. I want you to see through that. I want you to elect people that are going to help you, that are going to do what's right. Most politicians will lie to you. It's easy for you to tell when they're lying. In many instances, it's when their lips are moving. They do not know how to tell the truth. But there are many good people out there. Politicians, the political life has become so difficult that many good people want to avoid it. Revamp your systems. Have the government pay for your elections. Put everybody on an equal footing. Remove influences from politicians that are simply very secretive and will only help a few. There are many ways that you can do this. I've talked to you before about electing members of the armed forces, leaders, people that have proven themselves in leadership. Many people and politicians only know how to raise money. They know how to tell people what they want to hear. They know how to read your political polls. They know all the things they need to do to get elected, but they do not know how to help you. Helping people is the greatest investment you can ever make. You can invest in others. You can help them. You can invest in the children. The best way to do it is to follow my words and my teachings. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's an important part of this message this morning. I want you all to have faith. Let faith be your investment. The more that you invest in your faith and helping others, the better and happier you're going to be when you return to heaven. You're only living a human life to make decisions that alter your life in heaven. It's the whole purpose. Your purpose of being here is not to own 18 yachts. Your purpose in being here is to prepare yourself for the final day as a human life when you return to heaven and your guides tell you how you've done. If you've invested well, they will pat you on the back, your spiritual back, and they will say, you have done what we sent you back to do. And that's what you want to hear. So thank you very much. I will once again return next week. I come to you every week and I try to give you guidance. So all I can do is guide you. Invest in your faith and all will be well for you. Thank you, Father. Another great message. Please tell your friends about us. It's very frustrating when we don't get more people listening. I try very hard. I've decided to invest the rest of my life in trying to spread God's words for you. Please tell others about them and try to follow them. Thank you so much. We'll return again next week. We'll be with you again Sunday morning with another message of faith there. Goodbye. Have a blessed week.